The federal government can play a key role in increasing opportunities for Americans. But if Congress won't take action, the president will do what he can on his own. Look for those themes tonight as President Obama delivers his State of the Union address. And joining us live now, CBS White House correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, good morning. As you look at what the president's going to present tonight, one of the things apparently is a call to increase the minimum wage for government contractors, certainly a lot of them around here. How does the president plan to do that without the support of Congress?
This is a shot across the political bow of Republicans even before the State of the Union. And he's going to call for increasing that to $10.10 an hour and then link it to future inflation levels. It would take effect with new government contracts as they kick in. The White House says it obviously wants to give the contracting companies time to adjust. I think that Republicans are going to add to the wind chill with their reaction to this idea.
Yeah, is that more of a threat or a promise? I mean, how far is he going to go with these executive orders?
Oh, I think as far as he can, Joan. The White House says that the president is bound and determined to push his agenda after having much of it ignored or blocked or defeated by House Republicans. You know, they're especially here still very angry about the number of times Republicans have tried to defeat Obamacare and the continuing threats against it, despite what the spokesman Jay Carney called the crummy rollout just a couple of days ago.
Peter, is it likely that this confrontation between Congress and the White House is going to end up in the Supreme Court? With the president saying that he has the power to do things, no doubt they're going to challenge that power.
Well, I think they'll challenge it politically, whether they want to go so far in a midterm election year to challenge it legally, I think remains to be seen. There are precedents. George W. Bush used a number of executive orders. Bill Clinton used a number of executive orders when his political powers changed in midterm elections. And speaking of midterm elections, Mike and Joan, this is really amounts to a midterm election year campaign platform for any Democrat who wants to run on populist issues.
Right. And that is the whole issue of raising the minimum wage, which Democrats, not just for contractors working for the federal government, Democrats have been pushing now for a number of years.
Absolutely. And he's been under pressure from a number of liberal members of his own party. 15 senators have signed a letter asking him to do exactly what he intends to do with this executive order to raise the minimum wage. Again, this is for federal contract workers. We think it could affect about 2 million people, obviously a lot of them here in our area.
Absolutely. Well, right. We know you got a long day ahead of you, right? You're going to be there all day at the White House. Do they have
a
bed for you?
Well, you know, I always compare it to what CPAs face around April 15th. This is our big day. This is our day to crunch and cram all day long.
Awesome. In other words, it's taxing. Thank
yes,
you, Peter. Peter Mayer, CBS White House correspondent with us.